Also, Sagt the Mishnah, only an expert in the field may measure for the tchum. Measurement on one side ends up being longer than the other side. We use the longer measurement for tchum purposes. If one side was longer than the other, we use the longer side. The Gemara will explain that this is referring to the measurement when two experts measure. Even a slave is believed to say what the tchum reaches. The tchum are lenient with tchum. The Mishnah seems to say you're only allowed to go along the tchum for that longer measurement, but you decide where you did the shorter measurement, you accept as erroneous, you wouldn't be able to go at all. Where it says no, it means that you're even allowed to use the longer measurement up to the longer point, and you can surely use the side of the shorter measurement up to the amount of the longer measurement. Mishnah said, Mishnah seems to be repeating the same statement twice. The Gemara explains the second statement refers to where two experts measured and one of them determined the tchum to be at a further point. In that case, we also follow the more expansive tchum measurement. Abayi said we can do this if we can explain how the shorter measurement was erroneous. For example, the shorter measurement was because the expert measured 2,000 amas on the diagonal from the corner, when in fact the diagonal should have been 2,800 amas, like we learned earlier. If the discrepancy is more than that, we won't be able to do that, and both measurements can't be trusted. Mishnah says Shloim Chacham is Hadavar LaHachmer El LaHakel. In fact, the more Abayi says Chacham are more Machmer with the concept of Tchum. Ravina said the concept of Tchum is a Chumra of the Rabbanon. However, within the concept of Tchum, the Rabbanon are Mekel. Zok the Mishnah, a private city, which is a city less than 600,000 people, which then became a public city, it now has 600,000 people, but does not have a true Rishus Rabban running through it, it may still be joined together into one Eir, because all the courtyards and the Mavuis thereby making it mutter to carry the entire city. However, if a city was a public city and now became a private city, the city may still not be joined together into one Eir. It may again become a public city, and we don't want such a city being joined in one Eir, since it may cause people to forget the halakhas of Rosh Hashanah. The only way they can join together is if they leave out an area of the Eir. Yehuda says the area left out of the Eir has to be the size of the city of Chadasha of Yehuda, which has 50 residents. Rosh Shimon says the area left out can be as small as 3 chatzeris, which have 2 houses each. Marius, what's the case of a private city that became public? Rabbi Huda says, like the private city of the Reish Galusa, which became public. Rabbi Nachman asks, why are you using that as a specific example? Is it because it's a place where a lot of people gather and therefore they'll remind each other that the city used to be private and that's why one area is allowed in the entire area? If so, all places have gathering people together on Shabbos morning and shul, and they also remind each other of the halachas. Rav Nachman therefore said an example of such a city is the city of Natazui, meaning any private city would be the same, and it doesn't have to specifically belong to the Reish Galusa. I say, yes, if a private city became a public city and has a true Rishus HaRabim running through it, how can we adjust the Erev so that the city becomes one for Erev? So the Brisa says you can make a lechi or a kayer on each end of the Rishus HaRabim, and if the city is then joined with one Erev, carrying would be permitted throughout the city. Such a city can't be divided among two Eruvin. Either it's all joined in one, or each Mavi must be joined in a separate Erev. If a public city has only one entrance, it may be joined into one Erev. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua says only Rabbi Yehuda allows the adjusting of Rishus HaRabim in this manner, the Chum would not allow it. A Papa said when the Brisa says we may not split the city into two Erevin, that's only if the city is split along its length, meaning along the Rishus HaRabim that leads to the entrance of the city, because both sides of the city need access to the road to get in and out. However, if it's split along its width, which gives each half of the city access to the road and an entrance to exit, without having to enter the other half of the city may be joined in two separate Erevin. Marius is seemingly can't follow Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says that even if an inner and an outer chatzar have each made their own Erevin, since the inner chatzar has rights through the outer chatzar's Erev is considered to be possible because it doesn't include the people of the inner chatzar. Similarly, in the Raisa, where each half of the city has rights of access to the other half, the Erevin should be possible. Marius, Rabbi Akiva only says is that in the case of an inner chatzar which has no access to the street besides going through the outer chatzar. However, in the case of the city where each half can exit the city on the side of their split, he would agree that the Erevin would be good. The Brisa said that the city must either be joined in one Erev, or each Mavi must make an Erev for themselves. If the city can't be split into two Erev, then how can each Mavi make an Erev for itself? The Mori answers, the Brisa is discussing a case where each Mavi made its own entrance at the end of the Mavi, thereby showing that it is separating itself from the rest of the city. Therefore, it's treated separately and can make its own Erev. Mishnah said, Hoysesh al-Rab v'harehi v'chulu. Mar says, Reb Zera made one Erev for the entire city of Reb Chiya, although it was a public city, without leaving any neighborhood out of the Erev. Abayi asked, why did you allow this? Reb Zera said, the elders of the city taught me that Reb Chiya Bar Asi joined the city into one Erev, so this must be a city that was once private and became public, or else he wouldn't have done so. Abayi said, the elders of the city explained to me that the city was always a public city. The reason it was once joined in a single Erev was because there used to be a garbage heap that blocked an entrance, leaving the city with only one entrance, in which case even a public city can be joined in one Erev. However, the garbage heap has since been cleared, and there are now two entrances to the city, making it unable to be joined in one Erev. Reb Zera said, I was not aware of this. Rabbi Ami Bar Ado Harpano asked Rabbah, If a city has one entrance and at the other end it has a ladder that allows one to climb over the wall, is it considered to have one entrance or two entrances? He said, Rav said a ladder is considered to be an entrance. Rav Nachman said, don't listen to that, because Rav Ada, in the name of Rav, said that a ladder has the status of an entrance and of a wall, depending on whichever will create the bigger kula. In the case of this city, it will have the status of a wall and will therefore allow the city to be joined in one Erev. A ladder would have the status of an entrance when a ladder which is 4 tvachim wide is placed on the wall separating two chatzeres. In that case, it joins them to allow them to make one joint Erev, but does not require them to be joined to make one joint, to have to make one joint Erev. Marius, we find that Rav Nachman Neymar Shmuel said if this is a two-level structure where the people of the upper floor have access to the chatzar via a ladder, and they must access the chatzar to exit to the street. If the people of the upper level don't join in the Erev with the other people of the chatzar, it's like this. If there's a small entrance for Tvachim high around the ladder, they're considered to be separate from the chatzar and don't passel the Erev of the people made over there in the chatzar. However, if there's no such entrance, then no one may carry in the chatzar. Now, according to what Rav Nachman said above, we should view the ladder as not creating an entrance into the chatzar and therefore not requiring the people of the upper level to be joined in the chatzar. Marius says this case is discussing where the upper level is less than 10 tvachim off the chatzar and therefore is considered as part of the chatzar even without the ladder. If the upper level is not 10 tvachim high, how does a small entrance around the ladder separate the upper level from the chatzar? Mar says the case is where, although less than 10 tvachim high, the upper level is enclosed with an opening of less than 10 amas. Therefore, if a small entrance is made at the base of the ladder, they're showing that they're separated themselves from the chatzar and therefore they don't have to be joined.